It may come as a surprise to you that only over the last 15 to 20 years, research in psychology has discovered what makes us happy. You might be asking, isn't that after all what the science of psychology is supposed to be studying in the first place? Well, you'd be wrong. Not originally. Psychology was first formed to figure out what makes normal people mentally ill. And after dedicating over 100 years to doing this, the science did come to a very rich and usable organization of all the illnesses and treatments that inform us as psychologists and psychiatrists on how to treat and even cure many of the mental illnesses. But despite this knowledge, we didn't know what made other people flourish, what took normal people to functioning not just very well, but on a level that people really question, how did they reach that level of flourishing? And so for centuries, this question was left to philosophers or self-help, inspirationally inclined writers and speakers, some of whom were selling just snake oil or false hope to the masses, and the least damaging people with good intentions but no empirical evidence to support it. However, now this has become one of the hottest topics for empirical researchers in psychology. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to summarize for you what this science of happiness has found. Why? Because the knowledge accumulated will inform pretty much every area of your life. And yes, even your work, your recruiting, and your retention. And I will organize the next several weeks into five sections describing the five pillars that scientists agree make up the foundation of well-being. The science finds all well-being to rest on the following five pillars: positive emotion, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment. Over the next 5 weeks, I'll describe some of the findings of each of these pillars and how practicing each can enhance the work you do on a daily basis. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too.